Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The big story continues to be Judge Roy Moore and the pressure that he's under right now to resign or to back off his efforts to get into the Senate. And Bill Zimpfer, NBC News radio reporter, joins us right now. And Bill, if you were a betting man, do you think Roy's career is about to come to an end?
Well, sooner or later, it will, one way or the other. The problem is the GOP leadership right now, Jack, is looking, desperately looking for a way out of this, but there is none apparent. Here's the situation. Of course, we've had five women come forward now saying that Roy Moore engaged in sexual misconduct with them when they were teenagers. Also, there's an article out in The New Yorker that claims that Moore was barred from the mall in his hometown of Gadsden, Alabama, for bothering young women. Now, there's no direct evidence of that. It's all anecdotal. But still, the evidence is beginning to build and the allegations are beginning to build. The problem is that even if he drops out of this special election, as just about every Republican senator has asked him to do, he still will remain on the ballot, and he still does have support in his home state of Alabama. There's a chance he could win the election. If he does win the election, then there's talk that the Senate may actually expel him on ethical and moral grounds. Then you're back to square one again. So there's no easy answer to this.
What about the possibility of renaming Jeff Sessions, the acting senator from Alabama, so that he could defend the seat that he gave up to become attorney general?
Well, that, Ted, has been thrown out there as a possibility that either he could be a write-in candidate, or if it gets to the point where the Senate expels Moore, if he's elected, then Jeff Sessions could be appointed to fill that seat. Would seem to be an easy answer here. However, Jeff Sessions has come out and says he's not interested in that. And the fact that Jeff Sessions is currently embroiled in the Russia investigation, he's due to testify again today, it might be a little bit of a sticky situation there. On the surface, that would appear to be a win-win situation, since Sessions has had some rough patches as Attorney General and butted head with the President a couple of times. He could just slide right back into his old Senate seat, but he has said he's not interested. So who knows what's going to happen next?
Five Roy Moore accusers now. Where are these women coming from, Bill?
They're coming from different parts of the country where they are relocated now, but all are from their from that home area in Alabama and had interactions one way or another with Roy Moore when he was in the district attorney's office in his 30s. And Gloria Allred is now involved,
of course
she
is.
Celebrity attorney.
Have we heard why now, why they decided to come out all these years later?
Yeah, and some of those are pretty serious allegations, and I'm thinking those are the kind of things you go home and tell your parents and you call the police over.
Well, this all started with Harvey Weinstein. I mean, when those allegations came out against him and women started lining up, some of those are from the distant past as well. When those women started lining up, this became a hot button issue once again. We have heard about a lot of people now accusing many in Hollywood of improprieties. We've heard about women coming forward saying that George H.W. Bush, Bush Sr., did something to them, groped them from his wheelchair. Others saying years ago. So this has become a hot button issue. That's where these are coming from. I think it's just come to the forefront, this societal issue. And when Roy Moore went into this special election and when the first couple of women came out, now you're getting more. It's really, it's similar to what happened with Bill Cosby as well.
That's right. But
never to Clinton.
Never to Clinton.
I, Absolutely. There are a lot of questions you could raise about others in office who might be currently in office who have been accused of this type of thing.
Well, anyway, Bill, we appreciate your joining us on AM Tampa Bay. Bill Zimpfer, our NBC News Radio
Always a
report.
Pleasure. Always a pleasure, Bill.
We could talk about this one all day, guys. Anytime.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.